This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. A lot of us think about family and traditions this time of year, what we were handed down from our parents and maybe what we hope to hand down to our kids. For Joaquim Cooter, the percussionist son of Rye Cooter, it's the love of one musician. Rye Cooter first introduced Joaquim to the songs of Uncle Dave Macon when he was just a young child. Macon was one of the first stars of Nashville's Grand Ole Opry in the 1920s, a banjo player known for bringing older folk music to new audiences. And Joaquim really loved Macon's music as a kid, but he hadn't thought about it much as an adult. Then Joaquim overheard his dad playing for his young kids. That moment launched what would eventually become the new album, Over That Road I'm Bound, The Songs of Uncle Dave Macon. Joaquim talks to our Nashville correspondent, Jesse Scott, today about what makes Macon so special, about recording the new album with his wife and dad, and why the sound of the imbira creates such haunting versions of these songs. Let's get started with a live performance Joaquim and his dad, Rye Cooter, made for us. This is Come Along, Little Buddy.
That's Come Along, Buddy, from Over That Road I'm Bound, The Songs of Uncle Dave Macon. It's the first album on the Nonesuch label for my guest today, Joaquim Cooter. I'm Jesse Scott in Nashville for World Cafe. Joaquim, welcome to the cafe. It's great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Jesse. Thank you for having me.
Being that I'm in Nashville, Uncle Dave Macon's career is the stuff of legend. For folks who don't know who he is, could you talk a little bit about his history?
Yeah, well, he was born in the late 1800s in Tennessee, and as well as being an incredible banjo player, he was a collector of kinds of music and songs that were very popular at the time, which would have been medicine show music, minstrel tunes, blues music, folk music that he picked up along the way. He then repopularized all this stuff for a whole new later generation and is considered the first superstar of the Grand Ole Opry.
How did you get turned on to Uncle Dave Macon's music to begin with?
Well, when I was very little, my dad played a lot of banjo music around the house, himself sitting in his chair. I have two kids of my own now. My daughter's 5 and a half and my son is 2. I would bring them to my parents' house to visit. And one day I was in the kitchen, he was playing the banjo in the other room for them. And I heard the song and I called and I said, what's that you're playing right now? And he said, Morning Blues by Uncle Dave Macon. You know, I used to play that all the time when you were little. And it just came back to me. And I instantly grabbed my imbira that I play everything on and started playing along with him and thought, man, this would be so great to do in my set. There was something about it played on the imbira that just felt so nice. I could also see that my kids loved it as, you know, like I did when I was their age. And so it became just a little project around the house, learning Uncle Dave songs for them. And my daughter became really obsessed with Uncle Dave Macon.
Well, of course, you mentioned the banjo player. We should identify as your father is Ry Cooter. What a legacy.
Yes.
To be part of as it's handed down generation to generation. It's interesting that your daughter is taken with the music.
Mainly, I think she thinks he's very funny and loves things he says, like, my name is Uncle Dave, I'm from Tennessee, if you don't like my peaches, don't shake my tree. Which I don't think that's an Uncle Dave, I don't think that's his line, because that pops up everywhere, but she thinks that's the funniest thing, and so she says, play the peaches song, and so then we're very, you know, we have a no Disney music policy in our house, so it's all Uncle Dave. Very, very strict.
So how did you decide to do your first record for Nonesuch as one in honor of Uncle Dave Macon?
Well, it was very just casual how it all began. Like I was saying a second ago, just learning the songs around the house. And once I had about 5 that I could play and sing, I thought, I don't know, I should start recording these, because it just seemed like an interest. I'd never done that before, all songs by somebody else. And it just felt like the timing was right. I had put out my own record before and I didn't feel like going through a whole thing of writing my own songs again, even though I ended up changing some of his lyrics here and there, but it was just like a natural progression. And pretty soon I had 12 songs recorded and it was an album.
I'm Jesse Scott in Nashville for World Cafe. Joaquin Cooter is my guest today. The new album is called Over That Road I'm Bound, the songs of Uncle Dave Macon. Next up, we're going to hear When the Train Comes Along. But before we get to your live version of it, I'd actually like to pull a bit of the original song as a comparison to yours. Here's a taste of Uncle Dave.
Some comes walking and some comes plain. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Some comes walking in my Jesus name. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Oh, when the train comes along.
That was Uncle Dave's version of When the Train Comes Along. Uncle Dave Makin's is a sprightly version, but as people will hear in a moment, yours is more languorous. How did you reimagine this song to make it your own?
Well, this was the last one I did. Something was telling me I wanted to do a very modern train song, and the train that I kept thinking about was the bestia that migrant workers take from Central America and then up through Mexico. It's that treacherous journey. And I just thought that story of not only the migrants there, but migrants everywhere, I feel like is the train song of now. Our family had just gone through this thing where our nanny of so many years had lost her son, who was coming up to basically say, you know, Mom, you've worked for 12 years and now I'm going to come and you can finally rest, because she hadn't seen them for that long. And he didn't make it. And he died on the way coming into Mexico from, you know, it was this very horrific thing, as that happens every day to people all over the place. And so I thought I wanted to just, it just started coming to me, do the Uncle Dave song, but change the story and have it be, you know, something for our times.
Well, also interesting that there's a Jesus reference in that song.
Yes. And those were the only lyrics I kept. The very first little stanza, some come walking, some come lame, some come walking my Jesus name. That was Uncle Dave's words. And then from there, I take a turn and it becomes a different story.
Joaquim Cooter with a live recording of When the Train Comes Along, recorded for the World Cafe.
Some come walking and some come lame. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Some come walking in my Jesus name. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Station when the train comes along on this slow train north to the USA. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. When the train comes along, when the train comes along, gonna meet you at the station when train comes along. Though I might just be one of these unknowns, meet you at the station when the train comes along. To see my mama now that I am all grown. Meet you at the station when the train comes along. I know my brothers and sisters will be okay. You at the station when the train comes along. They'll be making this trip themselves someday. Meet you at the station when the train comes along. When the train comes along, when the train comes along, gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Just some places that you cannot go. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. When the train comes along, when the train comes along, gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along.
Joaquin Cooter with Rye, a live recording of the song When the Train Comes Along. The new album is Over That Road I'm Bound, Songs of Uncle Dave Makin. I'm Jesse Scott in Nashville for World Cafe. That was a beautiful and haunting version of that song. The sound is so striking. What are each of you playing on it for that live version?
Well, I played this big, I alluded to it before, but it's this huge electric imbira. Like, if you picture the little thumb pianos, little African kalimba or imbira, this is this humongous kind of ultimate, the ultimate version of that. That's how I do the whole record, is on this thing. On the live version of When the Train Comes Along, my dad's playing guitar.
It's interesting that much of the music of Uncle Dave Makin was African infused, and in a way you're taking it back to its roots with your treatment of it. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, Uncle Dave was very influenced by the music of that time, and there was both black minstrel bands and white minstrel bands, and there was blues music that he was playing, that he was hearing, and he probably loved it and then wanted to keep doing it. It was purely sort of coincidental that, you know, I just happened to be like playing everything on my imbira all the time. And there's something about Uncle Dave's songs that sounded so perfect for me to do it on this instrument. And it was like an accidental trip back in time that I didn't even, you know, you don't think these things out. It just sort of, things just start happening.
It's a big circle.
It's a big circle, a big Uncle Dave circle.
I'm Jesse Scott in Nashville for World Cafe. Joaquin Cooter is my guest today. The new album is called Over That Road I'm Bound, the Songs of Uncle Dave Makin. There's a song on the album called Heart Aching Blues. I watched the official video of it, and both your father and your wife are among the musicians playing with you, with all of you in a big studio together, filmed in black and white, and with a kind of hypnotic nature of the song. To me, it felt like a seance. Were all of you infused with the spirit of the song and the sonics? What did that feel like when you were making it?
I think that's the testament to the imbira, because once you start that once you start a song with that instrument, I instantly go into this trance. And I think everybody are all sympathetic people, and musicians tend to be, that's in their nature. We all just kind of went into this, like you said, very hypnotic thing. That's what that instrument does for me, always. Pretty quickly, too, like a few bars in and I've gone into another place.
I love that. Is there anything else you'd like to say about this one before we hear your live version?
I mean, this is an example of Uncle Dave being influenced by blues music and black music of the day. And it's another also example of when you play the imbira over this blues thing, you tend to go into a sort of, you know, desert, African desert blues feel that I always love to try and do.
Here's Joaquim Cooter with Ry Cooter, Heartaching Blues, recorded for the World Cafe.
Got a home down. Making home.
Joaquin Cooter with Heart-Aching Blues. The new album is called Over That Road I'm Bound, the songs of Uncle Dave Makin. You play a lot of different types of percussion. In fact, you played on in the past on the 1997 Buena Vista Social Club release with your dad, Ry Cooter, among many other albums. Can you talk about how you've moved between musical interests through the years?
I grew up being, if you're a drummer or a percussionist, you're really an accompanist. That allows you to be able to always go into a situation and look at it and say, you know, how can I exalt this? How can I uplift it? You have to, you listen in a certain way that I think if you always go in as, you know, I am the great, it is me here now, and I will impose my will upon this room of people. Then you have a different experience, and I don't know how much you're getting back if you're operating like that.
Growing up, obviously, in a musical house, what's your most striking musical memory from when you were a kid?
Well, I think probably the most important, the sort of the thing that set me on my path was my dad always had Jim Keltner as his drummer. And at a really early age, I zeroed in on him. I think it must have been the early 80s when they were working on my dad's record, The Slide Area. And they were practicing or doing something for it in the house. And so Jim left his kit in our living room. And every night after they would leave, I would go down there and like creep down and start playing his drum set. And I just have this such a clear memory of it being the 80s. So he had like a lot of electronic stuff going on, like Simmons, like octagonal drum pads that with a lot of little lights, and it just was so exciting. And he one morning he came and saw me playing it, and then gave me my first drum set because he saw I could play. And that was how it all began.
Sounds very spacey.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time you wanted to rebel and not go into, in quotes, the family business?
I guess not. There was never a time, because we would always travel. I started playing on stage with my dad at a pretty early age, and there was never a time when I wasn't enjoying myself. It never really occurred to me to try anything else.
Do you share that with your kids? What do you hope that they learn from life like this?
Oh, man. Well, I feel like, I don't know, there's something about musicians that you get to go into a place where you don't know anybody and be able to interact, and you're not closed off, and you don't even have to speak the same language, but you can, I don't know, there's just something very inclusive that I've felt growing up as the way I did. And I want to make sure my kids have the same thing, even if they don't go into music. I have no idea what they will choose. But I want them to keep that openness and inclusivity that I feel like musicians can have.
You know, your father was part of this record, as was your wife, Juliette Comagère. What was it like getting to play this music in particular with both of them?
Well, I mean, we do so much music together. Even the three of us, my wife and my dad and I, do things together, and she sings on his records and I play on his records and my dad and I play on her records. It's just a little musical scene doing, we were at the time we were living next door to my parents so we could be near this kindergarten that we fell in love with. We recorded in their little studio in their yard. So it was very casual. You know, my dad would kind of wander in and listen to what I'd been doing. And he'd say, I think I'll try a little bit of mandolin on this. And we have two kids. So there was a lot of juggling. You know, my wife would sing, then I would take care of the kids. And there was a lot of, my mom had to be involved, a lot of hands on deck to make this record.
I love that. We're going to hear a live performance of your recording of Morning Blues next. Is there anything you'd like to say about this one before we play it?
This is the one that I attribute my love of Uncle Dave, because this is what I heard my dad playing all the time when I was little, and then this is what I heard him play for my kids a few years ago that started this project.
Let's hear it. This is Morning Blues from Joaquin Cooter here on the World Cafe.
Been in business and I've been in love. Used to fly high like a turtle.
That's a live recording of Morning Blues. I'm talking with Joaquin Cooter about the release of Over That Road I'm Bound, the songs of Uncle Dave Macon. Joaquin, thank you so much for coming in today.
Jesse, thank you so much for having me.
A pleasure. I'm Jesse Scott in Nashville. More in a moment on World Cafe.